Welcome back to Real and Raw. This is your host, Ben Taylor. I'm excited to bring you another episode this week, just diving into some of the things that I've been going through on a week-to-week basis, some of life events, some of the things that have triggered emotions, that have triggered frustrated feelings, that have spiraled me out and had a great aspect of life. I want to be able to bring you along the journey that I bring people along every single time and every single week of what has been happening inside my life and changing my mindset. Rewiring the thought process is one of the hardest things for people to be able to do, because in rewiring your thought process, you have to figure out, how do I think completely differently? How do I think completely new? One of the things that has been a constant battle and constantly working on growing and changing has been this aspect of being present. Like being fully engaged in the moment, being fully committed to the person that I'm with in that moment, that I'm connected with them, that I'm understanding, that I'm viewing life how it's actually happening with that person. So one of the things that I chose to do this year that has been really helpful in that, I've continued the practice of doing weekly date nights with my wife. And that's been a huge thing that we've done now for going on 2-ish years now. And that has been absolutely massive. And growing and developing my thought process and growing and developing how we're connected has been absolutely amazing. It's been really cool. One of the things this year was specifically to be able to connect more and more with my daughter. And this past year, I did that more with having dates and doing that like once a month, different things like that. I was starting up, just building this connection piece. This year, I've been doing it 2 times a month and then also been doing a quarterly weekend away. And so like the other day, her and I went away for Friday night and all day Saturday. And inside this time, it really just opened up an opportunity for me to see and understand how intentionality is so needed inside of growing a relationship. And oftentimes it doesn't get said enough, and of intentionality inside relationships in general. And so in seeing this intentionality with my daughter, I had to be very clear what I wanted out of it. Like, I wanted us to be able to go away for just a day, be able to spend the night at a cool hotel and be able to just spend time together. Go swimming in the pool, go check out some fireworks, like go ride some different rides, like a bunch of different things that happen, but it had to do with the intentionality of it. I had to be extremely intentional with what I wanted to do, what I wanted to communicate, how I wanted to interact, how I wanted to act. And all of these things you typically don't see in a relationship. You don't see a lot of times in marriages. You don't see a lot of times in developing relationships with their kids. You oftentimes don't see families that are very intentional about their time spent together. It baffles me of different people that they have a relationship. Maybe they're married, maybe they're dating, and they don't spend time together. This has been one of the things that just has blown my mind so many different times. We'll meet a different couple and we'll start talking to this couple and we'll interact with them. We'll go to church with them, like whatever it might be. Like we'll cross paths with a couple that doesn't date, that doesn't spend time together, that doesn't really do anything that's being intentional in their relationship. And we normally take a look at that now and we're like, how do they even survive? Like, how is there even a relationship there? Because for us, it has to be intentional. And so I'm doing that with my daughter, and then I also do that weekly with my wife, of having this intentional connection, of us trying to make sure that we are absolutely focused and connected with each other. Is that easy? No, not at all. Like, there's a lot of different things that are vying for that attention. There's a lot of different things that are pulling us back. There's a lot of different things that are keeping us from actually showing up together and showing up in a positive way, but we keep trying, and we keep showing up. And so that's the piece with intention, is it has to be something that you're walking into conversations, interactions, times away, whatever it might be, with an intention of saying, I want to actually build and foster this connection. And that's something that I'm committed on doing and committed on working on over and over and over again. So let's dive in a little bit of going through some of the stacks, some of the things that I know has been influential in my life. And one of the things that came up the other week was this aspect of the calling. And what I mean by the calling is the fact that I believe that God has put on my life a calling to do what I'm doing right here, right now, to communicate to you on this podcast, to communicate to people inside of social media, on all different platforms, to be able to just say, this is what is real, this is what's going on. This is who I've been. This is the narcissist that I've shown up as. This is how I help liberate women from narcissistic abuse now. This is, and so on and so forth. But this has been like my calling of realizing that I need to be able to proclaim who I am, what I'm doing, and how to be able to help other people as well. And so I wrote down calling. It's easy to just throw that word around and it sounds really cool, but what does it actually mean? It doesn't mean that someone is just yelling at you, but it is a connection with God. There's a connection with God that he has me bring, being drawn towards something greater than anything I could ever think of in the moment. It's an opportunity to step into what he wants me to do and who he wants me to be. It's an invitation to rise up and be that person. You see, I don't think God calls us and it's an obligation. I don't think God calls us and it's like, you have to do this or else. I think it's an invitation to partner with him even more. An invitation to go to the next level, an invitation to continue to spread a message that otherwise would not get spread. So to say that I'm called means that I'm selected. Then it is my opportunity to go and to run with it. It is my opportunity to really lean into it all. It's not a part that I'm forced into, but a part that I willfully accept as well. It is altogether just a mishmash of how I'm actually showing up and agreeing to saying, this is the opportunity and I'm going to run towards it. It means that I think that there is specific things that God wants me to build, develop, and grow in my life. And though my life on this planet and those things are not negotiable, if I want to live life to the fullest, this is what it means. This is what I go after. It doesn't mean that my life would be awful if I didn't go after what God is calling me to do. It just means that I wouldn't be living life to the fullest, like to the way that I want to and to the way that I know that I could be. So this calling, it's a deep longing to be an active participant in God's plan. So to say that I'm called, that I'm chosen, selected by God, and given the opportunity to grow into this new version of me. So the question is, what is the calling? Like, what is my specific calling? What am I called to do? And I wrote down to liberate others, to inspire others to develop and rise. It's a calling of expansion. This calling is there for me to lead and help other people, but is there for me to learn how to lead myself as well. The more that I'm able to expand who I am, the better it is for other people as well, because then they see that I'm not just doing the work in myself, but also investing it into other people as well. And that is something that is huge. I want to be there to help other people rise and be more and more as they grow and develop. I'm starting to mix the compelling vision with calling. The calling is God-given, and the vision is God-inspired. What is he calling me to build? What is the vision? It has to be big and giant and something that's pulling me towards it every single day, knowing that no matter the ups and downs, no matter the things that are discouraging, it will continue to have me pulling towards and rising up more and more and more. Vision of what I'm building, vision of what I'm growing. This is why some people leave. Some people don't progress inside of what they want, inside of what they do, because they don't have a vision pulling them forward. And it was interesting because even in writing in this stack, I was like, I have a vision, but to me, sometimes the vision doesn't seem clear enough. Sometimes it doesn't seem like laser focused on what I actually want and how I'm going to obtain it. And so inside of this, I realized over the past week that vision has to be there for us to continue to rise up and work through the ups and the downs. The hard times, the low times, the good times, the bad times, all of these things oftentimes will keep you down unless you're willing to have this compelling vision that's going to push you forward, that's going to push you through. And this is what's interesting, because I don't have this vision that is exactly, this is the exact look of my life, this exact look of my business, because it's growing, it's morphing, it's developing. Like right now, at the time of this recording, the business of Raw Motivations hasn't even been up for over 2 years. Like we're coming on 2 years in about like 2 months. And inside of this whole piece, inside of this whole process, there's been ups, there's been downs, there's been good times, there's been bad times. But the difference is I know that I'm called to do what I'm doing. I might not know exactly the best vision of exactly what life is going to look like, but I do know some of the next steps. And this is always factored into a piece of me trusting God, wondering, how do I actually trust him? Am I able to trust him? Is it worth trusting him? Am I safe to trust him? So many different pieces there. And oftentimes the answer that comes back each and every time is that I have to trust him regardless of knowing the how. Like, regardless of knowing the next steps forward, I have to trust the outcome. I have to know this is the direction I want to go, and I'm not going to know every single step of the way. Otherwise, I can sit there and try to wait for perfection, try to wait till I know all the answers, try to do all my research, but in reality, I just need to step in the right direction, and that means communicate. Communicate a message inside this podcast, on social media, like communicating everywhere about the liberation of souls. What does that look like specifically? For me specifically, that is helping liberate women that are trapped in narcissistic abuse from going from being slaves and trapped in the relationship mentally and emotionally and physically to having freedom. And freedom for everybody is going to look different. But the biggest piece is freedom of the mind. Because I can find people that are free physically, but they're still trapped mentally and emotionally. I don't see a lot of people that are free mentally and emotionally that are still trapped physically. Because at that point, they have thought through and they have been able to overcome a lot of the obstacles that are keeping them stuck inside the relationship. But if a person doesn't get free mentally, they will always be trapped. They will always be stuck. There's a period of time in my life when I wanted to view that I was cursed. You see, I'd just gotten home from a week away doing a grand opening. And inside a grand opening, I had hooked up with a person there. And I'd spent a week with a couple different times with this person in an affair. And inside this, I came home. There was this piece of me coming home that felt like, I don't know how to fix this. Like, I don't know how to get out of it. Like, I feel like this is just always going to happen. And there was a moment I started to believe to myself, and I started to spin the story to myself to make me feel better in the moment, that I was cursed. Thinking like, well, if I'm cursed, then I can't really fix it, and I can't really help it, and this is just going to be my plight in life. I'm just going to be with someone every so many months or years, and it was just going to happen. I guess I'll just have to get used to it. I'll have to adjust. I'll just have to figure it out. And so I wanted to tell myself that lie. I wanted to tell myself that belief that I was just cursed, that I was just stuck. But the problem was, it was just another lie. It was just something that I tried to believe in the moment to make myself feel better. And so I didn't know how to be able to liberate my mindset, how to change the thought process of me being cursed. In the same aspect, like after I decided to work on myself and my wife came back and saw a difference, there was also a piece of time that I didn't know, how do I change my mindset about my wife? Because at that moment, I didn't want her. I didn't want her in my life. I wanted the freedom. I wanted to go be with someone else. I wanted to go try something else. I wanted to, and everything else piled up except for the fact of, do I actually want to be here? There was a piece of when she came back that there was just me staying out of obligation. Some of it was self-preservation because I didn't want to look like a bad guy. And some of it was just the obligation of like, well, I haven't tried here, so I guess I should try here before I try anywhere else. That's just the reality of it. But in doing so, I started to realize that I had to change my mindset. I had to change the thought process. I had to change what I was actually thinking and believing in. If I didn't do that, I was going to stay stuck. So I started to realize that the process that I did and the things that I used inside of my life, the systems, the tools, and the frameworks were the same exact systems and tools and frameworks that people needed to be free from narcissistic abuse. So as I started to coach and work with people and develop different programs, I started to realize how people could actually be liberated from the thought process, from the mindset that was keeping them stuck mentally and emotionally in a toxic relationship. Even if they were in or even if they were out of the toxic relationship. So this is one of the things that's interesting, because inside of this process, a person has to work on rewiring their mindset. If they don't, they'll still stay stuck. There's no option for them to get out otherwise. Because again, you can go no contact with a toxic person and still be stuck mentally for a long period of time. And so stepping into the rest of the week, there's a piece of me that really stepped in just overwhelmed, wondering, how am I going to pull this stuff off throughout this month? Like, I just feel the weight of it. I feel heavy as I step into the month of March, thinking, I don't know how I can actually do all the things that I need to do. There's a piece of me that just wants to give up. Like there's a piece of me that just feels exhausted. Like, I feel like I'm stuck in a rat race and I'm just chasing my tail. I feel like I'm not actually progressing to the level and to the person that I want to be, and I feel frustrated inside of that moment. And so inside of all of this, there happened to be this piece of me that wanted to just quit, wanted to give up. And I see this happen so many times where the exhaustion will be there, the frustration, the disappointment, the constant denial or no's or pushing things to the side, and it gets overwhelming. It gets overbearing and it feels like, what is the point? And so for me, there had to be a reliance that got turned on, not to me and not to anyone else, but to God. Just saying, here it is. Like when I lay it all out on the floor, like this is where I'm at. This is what I'm struggling with. Like, please provide. Please show me the doors that need to be open. Please show me the direction I need to go. And do I know all of it? Nope, not at all. I just know the next steps. And so we just move forward. One step at a time. And so I had this one stack that was called trust, wait, and hope. And inside of this, it had to be this piece of trusting him fully. And I said to God, I know you've put things inside of my life in order to help me grow and develop who I'm called to be. I know that you have a plan for me, but I'm struggling. I'm struggling my own way in the areas of trust. I do trust and I do see trust happening, but at the same time, I do feel like I struggle with the trust. I know that I have to trust fully and let go fully. How do I know when I've done that fully? How do I know that I haven't? And it's just doubt that keeps creeping in. I keep wondering and waiting in order to trust him and rely on him. Help me, God. Please help me. I have to change the mindset and the struggle, this journey that I'm on, and trusting you throughout it all. I know that I am here and ready to see and understand all that you have for me and to trust and stand in confidence that you're leading me every single day. But it's hard. There's this busyness, this pressure around getting up, getting the course recorded, just because I don't like it eating into my stacking time and working through things. I know this isn't a healthy option for me long term, but there's all these different pieces that are pushing on me right now, trying to get done, trying to vie for my attention. Inside of meditation, I just sit there, trying to think of waiting in the arms of God, trying to think of what to do and to rest in him, knowing that he's in control. Having to get comfortable in the uncomfortable. Inside of all of this, there's this piece of letting go and trusting God that keeps coming up all this year and the majority of last year. And I don't know what piece I'm missing. Like being perfectly frank and honest, I don't know what piece I'm missing inside of trusting him. I know that I need to, and I know that I am, but then I don't know where I'm not. And so it's almost like I can't see it. Like I know there's this piece of me that needs to trust God more, but I don't even know what that looks like. I don't even know how to process that. I don't even know like where that exactly is. And so inside of all of this is trying to figure out, how do I continue to progress and grow and figure out how to give God it all? How to actually step into a place where I can say, I trust you fully and completely. So there's a piece inside of all of this that in trust, it has to be where you actually let go completely. And trusting and letting go, I think, are one of the hardest things to do. I had a moment the other day where I was just frustrated, super frustrated. Frustrated because everything in business, everything in life at that moment didn't seem like it was working. In fact, it seemed like it was actively failing, pushing me down, keeping me held back, et cetera, et cetera. And so I did this whole stack of I'm shit at this. Like I think the stack was like, I'm a shit closer. Or I'm trying to be able to interact with people, be able to bring people into a couple programs that I have, and like be able to actually impact people the way that I know that I can. And those opportunities just kept falling off. People would cancel, people wouldn't show up, it just wouldn't be the right time, they wouldn't be a good fit. There's multiple things like that that were messing with my mindset. And I had this piece of doubt. The exhaustion, the tiredness, feeling drained, and then come into the doubt of, maybe I'm not the guy. Maybe I'm not the person that I actually need to be. Maybe I'm not the person that is supposed to stand up in this, is supposed to help other people through this. And so I realized all of a sudden that the only way I was going to get out of this mindset was through, obviously, stacking. But the only way that I was going to get out of it particularly was gratitude stacking. It might sound kind of weird because in the moment I'm doubting, I'm not trusting, I'm feeling fearful. Seems like I should do like be irritated or have like a fear stack or something like that. But in reality, what I realize is I need to be grateful for the things that have happened and the things that are happening, because once I do this, Once I focus on gratitude, it actually changes the dynamic that I'm looking at. It actually changes the frame of what I'm doing. So I stepped into a gratitude stack, thanking God for all that he's done over this year and over last year. Like the massive changes that have happened in my life, in my business, the growth, the development that I've never seen so much of it before. Like all of it has changed and transitioned so much inside of my life. It's been absolutely amazing to see. But oftentimes I forget. Oftentimes I don't look at where I am now versus where I used to be. Like the changes that have happened inside of my marriage, us being connected and committed, like there being a level and a depth of our communication and interaction where we can love and connect and confide and trust in each other. Like that is a huge piece that we haven't had before because I haven't shown up honest, because I had shown up as a coward, because I'd showed up as an abuser. And so inside of that, it's being thankful of where we are at now. Like we're in the process of getting ready to have our second kid here in a couple months. Like that's amazing. Like this is awesome opportunity that we would have never had before. We're on the road to divorce. We're on the road to completely end it all. She'd already moved out of state. She'd already taken our daughter with her. Like there was not a hope to have a return. There was not this piece of, well, maybe this will happen. Maybe this will change. No, it was like she was gone. And so when you think of that, like I haven't actually felt the emotions. This is actually coming to me right now. I haven't actually felt the emotions of the fact that our daughter that's coming into this world here in the next couple months would have never been born. Like that life that is going to happen here in just a few months would have never happened. Would have never happened because of the simple fact that I wasn't willing to show up honest and I wasn't willing to show up as a man. All of that would have ended this. Would have never had this opportunity for a precious life to come into the world. It's really interesting. Like I'm thinking this. I'm starting to process this like here in the moment because I just kind of occurred to me right now. This is a piece that is super amazing and thankful of our relationship being repaired and growing. We've had this unique opportunity inside of Raw Motivations in the business where it has freed us up so much that we can move, we can travel, we can go different places that we've never been able to do before. We can actually invest the time into our relationship that we want to, that we never had before. Because there was so much of the focus where I was so busy and so fully attached to work for the longest time, I couldn't unplug. I couldn't do anything different. And sometimes it feels like I'm stuck that way too. But it's this process of building the business, but has a different level of flexibility. We're able to flex and grow and do different things different of how we used to live. So inside of all this, there's this immense piece of thankfulness, amazingness, of just being able to connect and understand how amazing God is in transforming my life and transforming our marriage and transforming where we are today. And so as I sat in this place of feeling sorry for myself, feeling sad because I was doing awful, it was a bad day, it was a bad week, and all of these things kept piling up, I realized I had to step into a gratitude stack. So I was driving at the moment and I didn't have a chance to pull out my phone and start typing a bunch. So we used voice to text. So inside of voice to text, I'm going through and all of a sudden I just feel this opportunity and this moment of just continuing to proclaim. Like it sounds kind of a weird word, but continuing to like communicate and say. So I stepped into this and I went through the majority of the stack and it felt kind of normal. And I got to the end and I was like, what do you want for myself, my mindset, and me inside of this situation? And I just started with it. Hopefully I can read some of this because it's voice to text, so it sounds kind of weird. I want to be an opportunity to transform my mindset. I want to be able to grow in this opportunity, hear and to see and know and understand that I have the opportunity to bring joy in the midst of chaos, to bring happiness in the midst of fear, and to bring prosperity in the midst of scarcity. Because I trust a God that has an unlimited checkbook, he does not hold me back, but he is enabling me to step into the man that I'm called to be. This means that his direction, his goals, his destiny of my business, of my life are secure. I don't have to be afraid of running out of money or time or resources or people that I'm interacting with to or moments that I need to have to rise because God has got all of this. He has everything in the palm of his hands. He is able to grow me farther than I can ever grow. He's able to have me run faster than I've ever been able to run. He's able to have me accomplish more than what I've ever been able to accomplish. I stand here with the power of God behind me that I know I am here for a reason. I am called. I am called to release the fractured. I'm a person that is here to liberate those that are in fear, to liberate those who are stuck, to liberate those that are trapped inside of a toxic relationship. I'm here as a guide, a sign, and a lighthouse to provide them with a way out. I'm not the only way. I am a way. And through God inside of me, showing others how to be liberated, how to be freed. This means that my message, this means that my calling is more than just a business, is more than just helping people rewire their mindset and liberate them. It is a mission of salvation. It's a mission of opportunity of me being able to open up and show myself and others that God is the divine and inside of him, I am unstoppable. Inside of him, I am called to rise. I am able to rise. I am able to share salvation with so many that are struggling, lost, confused, and alone. They don't have to be alone anymore because I'm taking the truth to the world. I'm on a mission to liberate those that are in need, to liberate those that are trapped, to liberate those that are stuck mentally and emotionally. There's not many people that would just stand in this gap. I've been called to stand in this gap. I knew about this verse years ago of standing in the gap, but I didn't know what it required. I didn't know the pain that it would cause. I didn't know the place that I would have to go to be able to stand in the gap like no one else can. That is what I do. There's not someone doing exactly what I do. There is not a self-aware narcissist that has actually brought programs and steps and systems and tools and frameworks to help liberate people. So when I think of it, this time that I'm trying to get discouraged, when I think it's time to be frustrated because I'm not making it work, when I think that everything's not going well, it's a bunch of bullshit. Because this is the gap that I stand in. This is the place that I'm supposed to be. This is where I am called to be. Inside of this place, I see my vision inside. I see who I am inside this place. I stand on the mountain and I am able to communicate and share with thousands of people. This is where I am to be called. Every time I stop and doubt, I think that maybe this isn't good enough, or maybe I'm not the person, or maybe I'm not the guy to help these people. Maybe, all these thoughts keep running through my head, but it doesn't matter because I've been called. I've been selected. I've been chosen. I'm favored by God. I know the place I stand is holy, not because of me, but because I'm standing on the place or the area that I've been called. And as a result, my feet are anchored. They're locked. I will not be moved. I'm called to stand in the gap. What I do doesn't make sense. What I communicate is unreal. How I live is unbelievable. I stand at a gap between the abusers and the abused. I stand at the gap between the victims and the perpetrators. I stand the gap between two sets of people that there should never be a person in the middle. But I stand here and hold the space because I can, because I know how to, because I have the favor of God that is upon me, letting me stand in the gap, knowing that no matter what happens, I will continue. Stepping forward, I will continue rising. I will continue to become the man that stands inside the gap, not of my own strength, but out of God's. I'm called. I'm chosen. I've been selected. It's not an accident that I'm here. It's not an accident that I'm on this purpose. It's not an accident that I have this goal in my life. I never thought that I would be stepping here into the shit with other people, their trauma, of their abuse, and helping them see the light of day. But I know that I've been called. I know that I'm here for a reason. I know that I'm here for a purpose. That means I cannot stop. That means that every single time I doubt, it's not from God. It means that every time I wonder if this is the right path, that is doubt trying to creep in, is trying to delude my calling, is trying to keep me back, is trying to tell me I'm not good enough. I know I'm not good enough. That's why I don't rely on myself. That's why I rely on the God of the universe. That's why I'm here growing, channeling his power into what I do so that I can actually become the man that I'm called to be, so I can stand in the gap and be more powerful than anyone else out here because of the facts that I'm standing here on truth. While the blows are happening on each side, I'm still standing. I don't stand on my own strength. I'm not good enough in my own eyes. I'm good enough in the eyes of God, not because of anything else, because I'm a sinner, but because his power works through me to be the man that I'm called to be. He believes in me more than anyone else because he's enabled me. He's favored me, and I'm here selected and called to lift up the banner of truth, to lift up the facts so that people can be freed. This is what I'm called to do. Every time I doubt, it's not from God. Every time I doubt, it's from the devil. Every time I doubt, I cast that out. I delete that lie, I eradicate it, I get rid of it. God calls me to pick up the sword that I'm supposed to fight with. He calls me to step forward, not because I'm good enough, not because I'm worthy, not because like I'm allowed to or because I'm worth so much, is because I'm called. That means I'm qualified. Life can't hold me down. Life is not going to hold me down because the divine aspect of God that is ever going through me and growing, developing. God does not allow me to play small. Therefore, it means that I will continue to rise. I will continue to grow. I will stand for, for developing, inspiring others to rise. I know my calling. My calling is going to look different in different stages of life. Right now, it looks like this. So this is what I do when God tells me it's going to change, then it will change. But until then, I'm going all in, doing what I know I need to do over and over and over again because I know I am called. When you hear this today, what is your calling? Like, what is your vision of your life? Do you have one? Do you know what you're called to do? Because so many times it's easy to just bumble through life thinking, well, this is great. This is awesome. I'm moving forward. But do you actually know what you're called to do? Do you actually know the person you're supposed to be? I'd have you consider if you don't, it's time to start thinking on that. And if you don't, it's time to start thinking and praying and wondering, who has God actually called you to be? What does this actually look like? Do you actually know your calling? Hopefully this has helped today just in walking through some of the shit that's in my head, some of the things that I'm struggling with on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. If you're a woman that's trapped in a toxic relationship and you want to know how to be free, then I invite you to join my one-hour masterclass that I do every single week. Some weeks I do two. You can go to rawmotivations.com/webinar. If you're a man that's struggling with just being honest, maybe you identify as being narcissistic now, or you struggle with this honesty piece and your life is breaking down and your marriage is suffering, go to rawmotivations.com/101s. You can just go to rawmotivation.com, click the 101s, and there's an option there for men. Click on that and go through the application. Let's talk. Let's see if you might be a good fit for what I do and how I help liberate men from the narcissism and the toxic traits that they're in. Got several guys that I work with right now and a couple of spots that are open. So if that's you, go to rawmotivations.com/101s. Women, if you want to be able to hear and see what I do, like I mentioned, go to rawmotivations.com/webinar just to sign up for my free one-hour masterclass of showing you how I actually help liberate women from narcissistic abuse, going from trapped to freedom. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful week, and we'll talk to y'all next time.